This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shaking in your neck of the woods. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be here with all of you, no matter where you're listening to me, here across the USA, or we definitely have some people that are listening off of our shores, like Joey, who is listening to us in the UK. He says to say hello to all of the America Tonight listeners. And then also we have Ginger listening to us in Melbourne, Australia. So a shout out to all of them. They're not concerned about what's happening on the Hill with Kevin McCarthy being booted. What does it mean for the speakership? And what does it mean for the GOP for fundraising? There's an odd sidebar story to this that I'll tell you about. Also, thousands of Kaiser Permanente workers are striking over unsafe staffing levels is one of the main sticking points. Yes, it's about money and that normal kind of row that you would have when you're unhappy with where you're working, but a lot of it is also overstaffing and people that just feel like they're completely overworked. And then the Biden administration waived 26 federal laws for, you ready for this, to allow border wall construction in South Texas. Did you know that that was happening? So let's start with the fallout from Kevin McCarthy. There is a short list of several candidates who could jump into the speakership, and I think that will happen. It could be Steve Scalise from Louisiana, and there's a good chance of that happening, but there are others who are interested in the job too. But Kevin McCarthy, behind the scenes, because he agreed, remember, it took 15 votes. It was crazy. 15 votes for him to get the gavel. He desperately wanted it. And he was cutting all kinds of deals to appease a lot of people that frankly didn't want him to have it. So now this happens, and meaning this, the stopgap measure, and infuriates people that are the more hard right side of the party, and he comes tumbling down. But what is interesting about McCarthy is he spent years raising mountains of cash for Republican campaigns. He was flying around the country recruiting top candidates in a lot of these big districts and building political relationships on that road to becoming Speaker of the House. So here he's done after less than 9 months. And what some people are concerned about in the Republican Party is, wow, who takes his place as the fundraising dynamic person who can do that and be really the party builder? And such a big part of being elected, folks, in this country is, who do you know? Who's got pockets? Who can have you come and speak? How do you raise the cash that you need? In fact, Congressperson Kelly Armstrong from North Dakota said nobody can raise money like him, and no matter who the next Speaker of the House is, none of them can do what Kevin McCarthy did. So meaning that really difficult part of the job is the part that also can fall into that speakership role. And under him, it's interesting, I was looking at this, he raised about, under McCarthy, for a super PAC, the Congressional Leadership Fund said that associated nonprofits had raised about $645 million under McCarthy. And that included $215 million for the 2020 election, $350 million during last year's midterm races, and he was on the road to raising more, $80 million so far this cycle around. Wow. However, in saying that, what's also interesting about that is the support that we see that Donald Trump has, right? The Trump campaign raised $45 million, but this is just for Trump, $45 million in the third quarter. $35 million. Wow. easily just crushing every other campaign, any campaign rivals, forget it. I mean, that is a significant amount of money for July, August, September, and you know, he's like an ATM machine, and especially the more that indictments or more things that happen to him, I think that come his way, the more people get infuriated, especially longtime supporters, and he's never lagging when it comes to funds. I mean, he's just not, as far as campaign money, is just absolutely not. And so, speaking of that, because he's in the middle of this court battle, huge battle, over what could happen to some of his properties, golf courses, all of that, a New York judge overseeing one of the battles, this big one, admitted that he couldn't factor out emotions entirely in his rulings. That's been dug up from back in 2015, because that's part of what Trump is saying by what's happening in this case. And this judge ruled last week that Trump committed fraud by inflating the value of his assets, and that, of course, is definitely going to be appealed. But he's overseeing this case that was put together by the New York Attorney General James. And he's been at the court for the last couple of days, listening and talking to reporters in between. But then in the Trump world too, while that's happening, you know, the Boston Globe just did a poll. Trump is 30 points ahead in New Hampshire. Nobody even close in the poll. Nobody in the same sphere as him. So then you wonder why in November there's another Republican debate, right? In the beginning of November. And of course, why would he participate? Why would he participate in that when there's nobody even close to touching him as far as fundraising, as far as appeal to the voters who say, who would you vote for today? Nobody comes close. I mean, nobody comes close at all. All right, to me, I think the border wall and Texas and Biden is such an interesting story, and it's one that we haven't heard that much, right? But he waived 26 federal laws, the administration, to allow the border wall construction in South Texas. Like, quietly, that, I guess, has been going on. And this officially happened, I guess, on Wednesday. And it's the first use of the executive power employed a lot during the Trump presidency. The Department of Homeland Security posted that announcement on the U.S. Federal Registry with some details outlining the construction in Starr County, Texas, which is part of a really, really busy Border Patrol area where they're seeing a lot of illegal entry. So, I mean, so far this year, 245,000 have gone through this area in the Rio Grande sector, which has 21 counties. So they're talking about that they need to construct physical barriers and roads in that area to prevent these unlawful entries. So how about that? So they cleared the way for more of this to happen. All right, we're going to the man cave. History was made in women's gymnastics, but what else is going on? Major League Baseball playoffs, a couple of teams roll on. Who are they? Find out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply. the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The Man Cave, and it was a baseball watching kind of day if you're a fan of America's pastime. So it was a sweep day. Texas easy over the Rays, the longest faces in the world coming out of the trop for those fans that were talking about raise up. That was their big slogan. It was raise down. It was all about Texas. 7-1. Easy two-game sweep. Minnesota, that's a big one. The Twins have not been in this position in an insane amount of time. But the Twins shut down Toronto 2-0, so they sweep. Then you had Arizona. Where are my fans, D-back fans? A bunch of you have sent me a couple of quick emails about the D-backs. So they beat the Brew Crew 5-2, and Philadelphia Phillies sweeping Miami 7-1, so now they move on to a showdown with the Braves. Now it's on to, you know, those division series for all of those teams, and they have little celebrations. I mean, you know, they were popping the champagne and doing the things that you do when you win even a short series, this best of a three-game series in the wild card, and they move on. I think the Twins are the interesting story because them advancing, you know, it's been 21 years. The Twins advanced for the first time in 21 years. And there were some star players like Carlos Correa who had just an awful year at the plate. And then he played through plantar fasciitis which all the rest of us mere mortals understand what that can do you. It was in his left foot. It was terrible. But he was big in this series. So the fact that, you know, the fact that they now go deeper into this and have a chance, they start their series against Houston, and it's the best of five now, on Saturday. So we'll see how they do against the World Series champs. But that's a big, huge win for the Minnesota Twins. And since our mothership is in the Minnesota-St. Paul area, a little love for them out at Target Field. I'm happy. I like the Twins. I can remember having a conversation with Kirby Puckett. I really liked Kirby Puckett. And a couple of times we ran into each other, once when I was doing a show in Dallas and another time in California. And when I think of Kirby Puckett, I think of the Twins. And he was a winner. The Rangers, like I said, they took care of the Rays easily. I think a lot of people, if you looked at their season, expected the Rangers would go deeper. So it's wild, because 2 years after losing 102 games, the Rangers were resilient this time. And Bruce Bochy, who's their manager, had the biggest grin I think I've ever seen on a manager's face, because you know, they lost three or four games at Seattle, and they let the AL West division title slip away on the final day of the regular season. So then all of a sudden, they're on a plane headed to Florida to take on the Rays. Well, they did what they had to do, and it was an easy sweep for them. They were really never challenged in that series. And same thing, how about the Diamondbacks? And the Diamondbacks, I thought this might have been a little tighter, but they also had, you know, 2 years after losing 110 games, they were sprinkling champagne all over the place, too. And so they move on and go to the division series, and that's huge for them. The Brewers trying to put together, especially in this one, a late rally, but it didn't happen. And And for them to be able to do it, it's been a while for them as well. And especially when you come off those tough years of getting just completely annihilated, and now you find yourself in the short series, putting yourself in the position where, okay, great, now we're going to the division series. So like I said, the Twins take on the Astros on Saturday. The Phillies take on the Braves, the Diamondbacks, and the Dodgers in their National League division series. In the other American League division series, the Rangers take on the Orioles. And all of those series start on Saturday. So all of them are on Saturday. In college football, it's interesting because, you know, you think of fans and you think of what happens. I mean, it just throngs some of the biggest crowds you ever see. Being in the middle of, like, an Ohio State-Michigan crowd is just an insane feeling. I've done it. I did it in college, and I did it outside of college, and that is such a huge rivalry, whether you're at Ohio State or you're in Ann Arbor. But Ole Miss is going to be fined $75,000 after wild fans threw debris onto the field in the fourth quarter of their win. It was a tight game of their win over LSU. It was 55-49, but that comes on the heels of a $100,000 fine that was also thrown against Ole Miss by the conference for fans storming the field after the upset win. So that's a little chunk of change, right? Add that up, $175. And they're talking about there's other things that have to happen, that they have to, you know, look at all available resources and video evidence to determine who threw the debris, because they want to be able to prohibit them from going to any Ole Miss athletic events for the remainder of the season. And, I mean, the debris was pretty bad if you go back and look at some of that video. You know, we're talking about bottles and cans were flying, which, of course, is ridiculously dangerous. And they're even talking about that they're not doing it, but they've talked about suspending alcohol sale privileges for Mississippi. But they're saying we reserve that right to do it, but we're not going to do it just yet. Can you imagine? No beer sales. No. We're not going to do that. No alcohol at this game. And I mean, you think about tailgating, but also being there inside the hub of where the game is unfolding. Wow, because some of those inside, I call it inside the ring sponsorships, that could be pretty tough on some of these teams. But specifically, we're just talking about Ole Miss because of what's happened with them. All right, everybody's talking about Deion Sanders, Coach Prime. He's even doing that Aflac commercial. You've seen him with Nick Saban. And it's actually kind of funny. But Colorado star Travis Hunter is probably going to miss the next two games. He's been fun to watch. I've looked at some highlights, and I watched a little bit of Colorado's last couple of games. But he's got a lacerated liver, so he's got to be sidelined for at least two. The Buffaloes, who are 3-2. Play at Arizona State on Saturday, and then host Stanford next week before they have an off week, and then they travel to UCLA. Colorado has been an interesting, the Buffaloes have been an interesting team to watch. Their game against USC, where they were so close after they were blown out by Oregon and came back down to earth, they came close to USC. USC beat them 48-41. And all eyes are definitely on what's happening in this program. Ticket sales have gone up. It's tough to get a ticket to their games and any of their merchandise. That also has, not that they weren't selling it before, but they're selling it, you know, at three times the rate because there's so much interest in the Buffaloes, in the Buffaloes team. And you can see it. You can see it in the fan base. You can see it in some of the posts and, you know, all of that. Speaking of fan bases, we'll wrap it up with this. The NFL. The NFL is having to defend its focus on the Swift-Kelce kind of wild pop culture moment. Because, of course, they're featuring it, right? Like when their games are being played, like what happened with the game against the Jets, which Kansas City won 23-20 at MetLife Stadium. It was the most watched Sunday show since the Super Bowl. 27 million TV viewers tuned in. There was also an ad for the concert film for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, and they cut to her several times during the game. So the league is talking about the vast majority of the content has remained focused on the game, our players, and the variety of other initiatives, but this is something that people are interested in. Even Travis Kelce says maybe they're overdoing it just a little bit. Couple of great authors coming up next.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Wednesday evening, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce between Israel and Hamas. The Qatar foreign minister stated that the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners, including an American-Israeli dual national. Henry Kissinger is dead at the age of 100. The former diplomat and political scientist passed away at his home in Connecticut. Kissinger served as national security advisor, later as the U.S. Secretary of State under both Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. He did earn a Nobel Peace Prize in 1973. House Republicans are intensifying their impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people about his family's corrupt influence peddling schemes. His family's cashing in on the Biden name around the world.
James Comer, chairman of the Oversight Committee. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am to introduce you to such an inspirational woman, and her book will ask you this question, and this is exactly what her book title is, Ask Why, But Not Why Me. Christy Mandigo is with us, and she has quite a story from growing up on a farm to engineering to overcoming obstacles and all the things in between, which is such a big part of her book. Christy, thanks for hanging with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the introduction.
Let's talk about your beginnings and what was life like growing up on a farm, and what was it, what led you to engineering, and what were obstacles that you had to overcome?
Well, so growing up on a farm, I didn't actually know much about it was a small farm town, so I didn't know what a city was like. I didn't know that we didn't have all the advantages of a city and whatnot. And so going to doctors and whatnot, that was, 30 minutes, hour and a half away. In fact, I had a surgery that was in a whole different state because of the specialty that I had to have. And so I didn't know better. I didn't know when I went to L.A. after college, all these doctors are around me, and I can go to a doctor in 10 minutes if I needed to. I have a hospital in walking distance, for goodness sakes. So that whole aspect was very interesting. Growing up on a dairy farm, my mom and dad they decided to make that change when I was born so that they could be around for me, through my seizures, through having to go to the doctors, having all of my hematologist appointments, when they had to figure out all of my blood issues, all of those things. My dad had the ability to rearrange things. My mom was a school teacher, so she made sure that, you know, she made those decisions, and so did my dad, so that I and my siblings had the ability to grow up and have, you know, different types of careers.
Right, boy.
And so it was a really, I didn't realize it growing up, right? So I didn't know how much my parents really gave me. Like when my dad would, I don't know, spread manure and it smells like poop. Like that was not the time that I felt grateful.
Right.
But at the same time, now looking back, I have to give my parents everything, all the sacrifices my siblings did, to make sure that I was not left behind, especially in school, because all of my learning disabilities and whatnot, not being able to read, my parents really did a lot. And I, now that I'm a parent, my children also have challenges and, on various things. And I'm now, I guess, able-bodied enough to know what I have to fight for and how to fight for it. So my kids have that benefit that I don't know my parents did.
Right, exactly, because of what you've said, how you just were going about, you were just doing what you were doing, and you smelled the manure, and it doesn't really make sense, and did you realize the sacrifice, but now you do, and what a beautiful tribute to them and to your family as a whole, because you're part of the family. They wanted you to be part of the family, and you're, because there's something wrong, or there's a bad day, or something happens, that doesn't matter. You're part of the unit, and they really, really did a wonderful job of that, and that's a great message that you talk about. Why did you write the book?
Actually, I wrote the book because I had some folks at my company that would come to me and ask these questions that we're just talking about right now, challenges, what to do, how are they supposed to help their child that has epilepsy, what doctors to go to, should I hold my child back from school because they can't read, what should I do, like, and just coming to my office, and I was basically a safe space for a lot of individuals, and then I started to do community service, and then there would be people from Hawaii or Texas or New York or Chicago. They would find me on social media and call me and ask questions that I just felt like if I wrote them down, it would help other people, people I don't even know, people that don't have a condition but know someone that does or has aged into a condition and just need someone to tell them that today's going to be okay.
Wow, today's going to be okay. There's your hashtag, today's going to be okay. And in the book and the course talking about becoming an engineer, can you imagine, your family must be incredibly proud that you went to school. You were smart enough. It's not easy to become an engineer. It's not easy to rise through the ranks of Raytheon and so many of the other spots that you were in. What was that like for you to just have this incredible career that you're in the middle of?
So when I was, you know, from a very early age, I had grit. And my family is, it's way beyond grit. That's what they tell me. And they've never pushed me into doing anything. If I was going to end up being a couch potato, they would have, accepted that in some way, shape or form. But I didn't accept it. I would not accept that. So they embraced me with whatever aspirations I had. They never told me I couldn't do it. They told me, how are you going to do it? Why are you going to do it? What are you going to do to get there? They would do those challenging questions, and I would figure those answers out. My parents never pushed me or made me be this engineering legacy, if you will, to be. They never did that. I had that within me, and so all of the things that I've had, I've never really stopped and said, why me? It's always been, why am I doing this? What is my drive? Who am I doing this for? How am I going to do this? And I just found the answers, and I pressed through, and I knew I could do it, whether it was going to hurt physically or emotionally. I just pressed through it. I felt the drive and the want to become an engineer. I love the discipline. I want to always know why something is working, how something is working. I want to be part of sending something up to space or sending something out in the field that will help someone be able to do early warning systems or radar, finding things in the sky so that we can have our freedom. I was, you know, as you can imagine, I have a disability. I'm not allowed to serve our country as a warfighter, but I can serve my country being part of the aerospace industry, and Raytheon Technologies has a lot of government contracts.
Boy, they sure do. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, Ask Why, But Not Why Me, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold?
So I hope that people realize that they can find their own drive and find their own ask why. Like, why am I doing this? Where is my drive? What is pushing me to be who I am? And if they want to go do something, they have the ability to do it. Because they have their own drive. They have their own passion. And find it. Don't be told by someone else that they can't do it. Because no one can tell you what you can and cannot do. I've had many times where a professor or a teacher told me, you can't be an engineer. And I've had people in the industry tell me, you're never going to be a chief engineer. There's no way. You're never going to get there, Christy. You might as well just be X. Right?
Wow.
But I didn't listen to, you're not enough. I've always, you know, there's always been this, you know, the naysayers that say, you're not enough. But it's not up to them that I'm not enough. I am enough. And yes, I sometimes forget that. And even my son this week had to remind me that I am enough. And he actually told me, you need to go back and read your book. So my children to this day use my book for my own inspiration, because sometimes I need to reread my own words.
Right.
And I hope others do too.
Yeah, to listen to what you've said. Well, I think you're an incredible inspiration, and you're very, very talented. And Raytheon and anybody else who comes in your path, they're lucky to be able to work with you. And you can just tell, you just glow. You have this good heart, and it's really weaved throughout your book. That's, I think, the other part of this. And it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So I hope you all go out and read Christy's book. Like I said, you can get it really everywhere. Thanks, Christy, for coming on.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me, and I hope everyone enjoys the book.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Joins us, and he's written a book called Live As Long As You Dare, A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years, and it is it's a game changer, definitely. And we've talked to him in the past, and I'll tell you what, when you talk to Leonard, you feel like you can climb Mount Kilimanjaro. I'm serious. So Leonard, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate, for having me.
So this book, tell us about why you wrote it and what you want people to take away from reading it.
Well, I wrote it because I retired 5 years ago. I spent my career in the food industry, so I'm pretty well read on nutrition and diet and exercise and such and the impact those have on your health. And I looked around my friends and family and myself, too, and my conclusion was that these people were not very healthy and that they were on their way to an early demise that was totally unnecessary. So I started doing some research into it and read a lot. And what's wonderful about today is there's so much information available and much of it for free, although I had to pay for a lot of it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, there's so much information that we don't know about, and it shocked me, even as a career professional. So how can we expect, you know, regular people who don't deal with this stuff every day, are not deeply involved in the science of it, how can we expect them to be aware? And the answer is they're not. And, you know, the media does not do a very good job of educating us about information and studies that are out there. I hear all the time these conspiracy theories. Oh, well, you know, the drug industry doesn't want us to know that eating a high-fiber diet will reduce your blood pressure. Well, maybe they don't want us to know, but it took me 30 seconds to find that study on Google Scholar.
Yes, boy, it shows you. And your book is filled with gems like that. And one of the things I like that you talk about right from the get-go is to just, I think people get overwhelmed, too, and they have excuses for why they can't implement something. And you say, just make a change a week.
That's right. But we look at ourselves where we are now, and we project where we'd like to be, and the gap is quite large. And we say it's too big of a jump. I don't know how to make that leap. It's too far. So we end up doing nothing. And that's a big mistake. So the trick is, as you said, any big intractable problem, the way to solve it is to break it up into little pieces, make it easy, make it even a game, and add these little changes to your lifestyle. And I'll emphasize over and over again in my book the fact that this is a lifestyle change, not something that you change for a week or a month or 3 months, not the exercise of the month club. No, this is something you're going to add these little changes to your lifestyle and then keep them there for the rest of your life. And whether you're 25 or 85, it doesn't really matter that much, meaning there's something you can do. You can improve. You can get better. You can be better. And there's no reason not to try. And that's why the book is called Live As Long As You Dare, because you have to dare. You have to want to.
Yeah, I love that. You're right. I love that. Live as long as you dare. All right, so you're not going to tell us everything, but give us a couple of tips that people listening right now can, while they're waiting for the book to arrive at their house, that they can put to good use.
Okay. Well, I start the book off with attitude. Okay. Very important to have a positive attitude and to have a vision. Regardless of your age, you should have a personal vision. And, you know, usually when we talk about something that's 2-3 weeks or a month, we don't call it a vision, we call it a goal. Okay, that's good. I have a goal. You need some goals for what you're going to accomplish in the next couple weeks, next month. How about the next year? How about the next 3 years, 5 years? How about 50 years? Okay, I'm 68 years old right now, and I tell my daughter I want to live for another 50, and she rolls her eyes, and then she watches me and what I'm doing and the impact it's having on my health, and now she's worried because she thinks I might actually do it. So you can do it. The point is, have a vision for where you want to go and what you want to achieve. If you have a longer-term vision, especially when you get older, like me, so 68, I say, well, gee, I'm not going to take on that project of writing that book or taking that trip. It's too much. I'm too old for that. Well, if I don't have that, change it around and say, well, gee, I'm going to live another 20, 30, 50 years. I got plenty of time. Why wouldn't I start writing that book? Why wouldn't I take that extra course? Why am I not learning how to speak French? Why not? And I emphasize in the book as well that the proper question for us at our age is not why anymore. Why was great when we were 5 years old? The right question today is why not? Why am I not doing this? So I start with there, attitude and vision and having a plan for where I want what I want to achieve while I'm here. And then we talk about activity and how to be active, productively active. Not painfully active. Pain is usually a sign that we're doing something wrong. We should listen to our bodies when our bodies hurt. The reason why they hurt, don't just ignore it. There's pain, no gain nonsense. There's a teeny bit of truth to it when it comes to muscles, meaning muscular pain is an ache. That's good pain, okay? But when your joints and are hurting, that's bad pain. You have to be able to differentiate between those two, and you don't want to go there. We want to be able to increase our capability every month, week, year, as opposed to allowing it to decline. Make it play. Make it fun. If you don't like doing something, you're not going to do it. So find an exercise or a routine that you actually enjoy doing. You're likely to do it much more. Talk about food. There's so much misinformation out there about food. Good foods and bad foods. Good diet, diets, bad diets, and most of it is either obsolete or absolutely wrong scientifically. I won't go into all the details, but the biggest takeaway I would give you is that bigger issue for us is not what we eat, it's how much we eat. That's the bigger issue. I'm not saying that you should avoid sugar. Yes, avoid sugar. Moderate your carbs. Yes, carbs should be taken in balance with your activity level. If you're inactive, carb intake should be low. If you're very active, like a marathon runner, you better be eating bowls and bowls of pasta or you're literally going to starve yourself to death. So carbs in balance with activity. Sugar as low as you can. We don't need any sugar. Okay? And incorporate good foods that contain fiber and antioxidants into your diet. That's critical. And, you know, it's so easy to do. Turmeric is a very nice spice. It's mild, very high in antioxidants. Why not put a little turmeric in your oatmeal in the morning? Why not wear a cocoa powder? Also very high in antioxidants. How about when you make that stir fry tonight with rice and whatever else you cook, the vegetables, why not throw a tablespoon of turmeric in there? You can do it. When you make mashed potatoes, put some turmeric in it. Or if you're making mashed sweet potatoes, put some turmeric in it. That's just one example. You could add turmeric to your diet and keep it there virtually every day for the rest of your life. And it's not hard, not painful, and actually it's fun. It's delicious.
Wow, so that's
actually,
great
we have to take care of ourselves. We have to learn how to take care of ourselves in ways we've never done before. I call it extreme self-care. You start by observing. Look at your body. Look in the mirror. Look in the scale. Listen to it. How's it feel? Observe. And then be aware. What does that mean? What is my body trying to tell me? Okay? And then do something about it. Okay? If I have a little too much belly fat, okay, what can I do about that? Let's go find out. There are some steps you can take. Actually, it's going to be easy ones that will help you get rid of that. It doesn't happen overnight. And that's part of the problem. People expect you to well, it's not going to happen. It took a long time for that belly fat to get there. It's going to take a little while to get rid of it, but you can do it. The trick is to break it up into little pieces. Make it a game. I give the readers 101 little changes that you can make in your life, in your lifestyle, that are going to improve your health, help you live longer and healthier.
I love that. 101 little changes.
And I suggest making one change a week. Not hard. It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just, you got to get that mindset. So good. So good. And it's a perfect time for people to do this because we start to assess what's going on in our lives as we get to the beginning of the next year. And here we are at this point. So this is a great time for this. Again, the book is Live As Long As You Dare. I think you're going to live to be, who knows how old, Leonard. A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years. For sure. Like I said, you can get it on Amazon or B&N, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Leonard, thanks so much for coming on again.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me. All the best and live as long as you dare, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for listening to this conversation. Make it count, everybody.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.